From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Sometimes I wonder, am I mad or mad?
Junior Parker was born Herman Parker on March 3, 1927, in West Memphis in Crittenden County. Young Herman became interested in music at a young age, which may not be surprising, as wide-open West Memphis served the partying populace of the region as equally as did Beale Street across the river in Memphis. By the time he was a teenager, billed as Little Junior Parker, Herman was playing harmonica in what may have been one of the most influential bands in American music, that of Howlin' Wolf. Wolf perfected his sound while based in West Memphis, and though he is rightfully called a progenitor of the Chicago-style blues, Wolf called it the West Memphis style. Like Howlin' Wolf, Parker had a show on West Memphis radio station KWEN. Ike Turner heard Parker playing on the radio and recorded him in the early 1950s. Junior Parker also mentored under Helena-based Sonny Boy Williamson II, a.k.a. Rice Miller, and deep blues fans can hear the similarities in their harmonica styles.
I told you. We're gonna boogie to the break of day. I said, look at here. He said, what is it?
Although Memphis's Sun Records is world famous for its mid-1950s rock and roll discoveries, such as Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Arkansas-er Johnny Cash, less celebrated is Sun's early 1950s blues period. Such Arkansas-connected blues artists as Auburn Pat Hare, James Cotton, harmonica Frank Floyd, and Dr. Ross all saw releases on the label. The most important were probably those by Junior Parker's old boss, Howlin' Wolf. But Junior Parker had his own successes on Sun Records. Feeling Good, heard here, is from his first session. Parker reportedly didn't care for the simplistic boogie song. He preferred Uptown R&B. But producer Sam Phillips asked the group for something rougher. Phillips was right. Feeling Good hit the R&B top five in the fall of 1953, as by Little Junior's Blue Flames. Mystery Train, Parker's other Sun Records release, was redone by Sun performer Elvis Presley 2 years later and has become a classic. In 1954, Junior Parker left town and Sun Records for Houston, Texas, with guitarist and Cherry Valley native Auburn Pat Hare. Parker and Bobby Blue Bland toured together as a package show, with Hare supporting. Johnny Ace was also part of the review until he shot himself backstage playing Russian roulette in 1954. Parker and Bland continued touring together from the mid-1950s to 1961. Even after leaving the Duke Records package tour, Parker continued to maintain a grueling touring schedule, fronting his own Junior Parker review. He also maintained a presence on the rhythm and blues record charts. Junior Parker eventually dissolved his review, but continued touring through the 1960s. Junior Parker, R&B hitmaker, and writer of at least two iconic songs, who has been called the creator of black rockabilly, died during brain surgery in Chicago, Illinois, on November 18, 1971. He was 45 years old. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Arkansas Songs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information, visit arkansongs.org.